but the idea of charity is to be moved by an affection for good and truth, and also to have an aversion to what is evil and false. So the willingness to practice is the affection for good and truth. So it's not always the case that it's going to be something that feels good, because we are in this tension between what is evil and false and what is good and true. So we're in a tension between our proprium, which we identify with as ourself, and with what the Lord, as the Word, is instilling and seeking to establish in our life. That's an important thing to hang on to, because the idea is that we are in a process of having our sense of self dislodged from the loves of self and love of the world as the dominant thing, and being established in what the Lord offers as a new self for us, which is what is of himself, which is what is good and true. And so there's an iteration between those things, because that's how the process works. We have to see what has to be shunned if we're going to shun it. And we can't avoid the pain of seeing what it is that we see in that regard. The seeing is the important thing. It's that the proprium is what it is a non-issue. The problem is that we identify with it. That's the issue. So it's not about trying to get rid of things. It's about acknowledging that they are there and that they are what the Word says they are. And the more that we rest in that idea, then the less traction those elements of the proprium will have in our life. So it's really the denial aspect that gives them power in our life. So what does that mean? Well, our sense of self over the course of our life initially is built up out of a sense that we have life in ourselves. To move away from that idea and not have it as something that we live from is probably one of the most difficult things of all things to do. And of course, we can't do it. The Lord can, but we can't. So we have to be uncoupled from everything that's been built up from that idea. And that uncoupling feels like we are losing our life, whereas in fact, we're being saved. That's sort of the paradox that sits in with that. So that's why in and of ourselves, in terms of that self, is nothing but evil and falsity, because its root is believing that we have life in ourselves. That's the root from which all of that sense of self has been built up. But it's a necessary part of the process, because you can't willingly, as of self, give up that self unless it's established as yourself. So that's why we are given that self, or we enter into that self over the course of our lives. And then once spiritual work begins, it's all about being uncoupled from that, laying that down, and accepting the self, the heavenly self that the Lord offers. So that's kind of the process